Well, we used to get so many complaints from the poor old people living on Patchway housing estate, because in the test area, there, as I said earlier, there was two metal cones which were anchored and chained to the floor, and I had to back the aircraft into those cones so that the engines were in line with the cones, and they were about only a foot away from the cone, so that the blast would obviously go in and deflect. This was purely because you were only allowed to give out so many noise decibels, and the cones would help to make it acceptable, but we always got people that were moaning about the noise, windows shaking, and some said that the glass would come out, but we can't really understand to this day why, because it was only a roar in the sky. It shouldn't have shook glass out of windows, but apparently they said it did, but I don't know whether to believe them or not, because, you know, it doesn't seem feasible that you can do that just by a set. I know you get a sonic boom like Concorde used to do, but with this blast, by the time it went out into the atmosphere, really, I don't think there was enough noise to shatter glass. But whether these people used to moan just to get a new window fitted, we should never know. But we always used to get people moaning every time we did an engine run, especially, as I say, when it was getting near 7 o'clock. I suppose they had children that wanted to go to sleep and they were keeping them awake, maybe, but the ministry said we had to stop at 9 o'clock at night. And that's what we had to do. And the police, of course, they must have said, well, no more after 9 o'clock. And there was always a police car parked on the A38 at the bottom of the runway. You could see they were waiting that we'd finish at 9 o'clock. Because when I towed it back, I used to notice that there was always a police car there until we went down the centre of the runway and then turned over the railway crossing. They had a roadway which went across. Automatic gates used to open. And then I'd drive it back to the tow it back to the hangar.